given you. So don't try and seek something what Allah Pak hasn't given you. This is one of the qualities that is the cornerstone of a mu'min, qana'at. He's happy with what Allah Pak has given, and he's happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, وعنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعس عبد الدينار والدرهم والقطيفة والخميصة إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعطى لم يرضى. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that may the slave of the dinar and the dirham, may the slave of the dinar and the dirham, the velvet cloak and the silk garment, these be destroyed. In other words, may that person who is serving. Why abd? Normally we say Abdullah, the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything to that person. For a person who's serving Allah, Allah is everything. He's waking up in the morning thinking of Allah Pak. He's doing his business thinking of Allah Pak. He goes to sleep thinking of Allah Pak. In other words, his greatest fikr is Allah Pak. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that abdul dirham, that person whose greatest fikr is the dirham, his greatest fikr is the dinar. In other words, money is his greatest worry. Like how a person worries about Allah Pak, this person is worried about money morning to evening. He doesn't worry about anything else. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi explained nicely what is the meaning of dinar. Dinar. It has two portions. One is deen and one is nar. Deen, فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِحَقِّهِ فَهُوَ دِينُهُ. That person who utilizes the wealth and he utilizes it correctly. In other words, he spends correctly on the neighbors, he spends correctly on the poor, he spends on his children, he spends on the orphans, on the yatim. In other words, he uses his wealth, zakat he gives, he uses it correctly. فَهُوَ دِينُهُ. This wealth becomes his deen. Because he's using his wealth so properly. Now this becomes his deen. And فَمَنْ أَخَذَهُ بِغَيْرِ حَقِّهِ فَهُوَ نَارُهُ. And that person now who's taking money and he's utilizing money, spending it in the wrong case, he's using it on gambling, on financing, he's using it in wrong places for sin. Now that same wealth becomes nar, becomes fire for him. Fire on the day of Qiyamah. So therefore, dinar. So this dinar, this gold coin, this wealth can actually be our deen or it can be our fire. How we utilize wealth, that's how it becomes. So anyway, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that may that person be destroyed, who that person that is a servant of this wealth, day and night he's just serving wealth and gold and silver, qatifa, that velvet cloak, how we can understand it, is a person is going after clothing. You notice sometimes, person, he goes, everyone has this intrinsic desire to go after wealth, then we all have the desire to wear nice clothes. So now, to get nice clothes and to look nice, now this is his motor, his motive, day and night. Then the next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this person wants a khamisa, a cloth, a valuable cloth. Some ulama explain the difference between qatifa and khamisa. One is as a firash, as a spread, like a beautiful carpet. Person wants a beautiful home, you know, he wants a beautiful spread, bedspread or beautiful carpet. And now he's looking for beautiful clothes. In other words, he wants to look nice, he wants his home also to be nice. In u'atiya radiya, when this person is given these things, then he's happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن لَمْ يُعْطَى لَمْ يَرْضَى. When he's not given this thing, in other words, if that coffers is not coming, the bells are not ringing, suddenly this person now is angry with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua against such a person. Bad dua, that may this person be cursed. That when these things are coming, now he's happy with Allah. And suddenly when the money is not coming in as it used to come in, he's not so busy, it's quiet day, then this person now is becoming upset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that may such a person be cursed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Sometimes you find a person complaining that my whole youth I spent it chasing and chasing and chasing. Today in the latter part of my life I regret why I didn't spend those valuable moments with my children when they were young. Why I didn't spend it with my wife. Why I didn't spend instead of just chasing and getting nowhere. Today I've lost my children, I've lost my own family. Why? Because I was the abd of dinar and dirham. I was a servant of money. But today I realize that the money is not serving me. I gave everything for the money, but the money is not serving me. Those people who I should have given time to, I haven't given time to. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.